Okay, so this is the main page of audio. I noticed as soon as I start getting productive, my neighbor across the street, she starts going crazy. The devil takes over. She starts playing a lot of loud music. Every time I get productive, the devil always sends an agent to try to slow me down. Especially when you get a hood system in place, because you create the flow. So anyway, this is the main page. And the devil's a defeated foe already. All he can do is mock and harass. He's not going to win. We already won. So as a main page audio introduction, what I've got on there is, this is the main page. Intro videos and audios will be here. It was time to create my own free speech system. In other words, I just got to the point where I didn't care if YouTube banned me or not, because I wasn't going to shut down the truth just because of YouTube. And please be patient. This is directly from scratch, so it will take some time to get this up and running, maybe even a year to finish all the details and learn to code the program language. But I'm really not trying to learn to code. I just learned the basics. I do need to learn how the database system ties in so I could create a forum, a free forum. But anyway, long story short, as a main page intro, what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to show you how, no matter if it's 5D, 3D, 2D, you're in God's script. Now, what is God's script? Scripture, your script. It's encoded in all the object lessons, because everything is from Jesus and everything's back to Jesus. Everything's from God through Jesus. By Jesus, God created all things. From God through Jesus back to Himself through Christ. From Him, through Him, and to Him. So everything in front of you, although it might be a different shape, a symbol, a color, everything from you unfolds from the source, and the source is Jesus. And as you unfold it, you can see a variety of stuff that you can enjoy. Beans and potatoes and corn and tea and water and Coca-Cola or whatever you enjoy. You can enjoy all this stuff because it's through Jesus and it's unfolded from the Word. So everything's a derivative from the Word, the Logos. And so by Him, all things consist. C-O-N-S-I-S-T. Together, S-I-S-T, the snake on the cross. And the creation is S-I-S, Genesis. So G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Consist. By Him, all things consist. So just like the woman is the side of Adam, the creation is the side of God through Jesus. And by Him, all things consist, or all things are held together through Jesus. So everything in front of you is one in Christ. But it manifests as it unfolds from the source. It manifests as a lamp or a keyboard or a battery charger. And you say, well, man created that. Well, if you break down the parts of the, it's all from the same source. The four root words of this reality are cut, turn, union, flow. And if you break anything down into its parts, its constituent parts, it doesn't matter if it's math, medical, physics, whatever, carpentry, no matter what it is, you break it down into its constituent parts and you look at the name of those parts and you break it down to source, you'll see cut, turn, union, and flow. So if everything unfolds from the source, then we can follow everything back to the source. Just like everybody in your neighborhood's drinking of the same water source from the city, right? The water's being treated and everybody's from that main. But if you follow the pipe all the way back to the lake, everybody's drinking from that same lake or that same river. And so the source is Jesus. And so we're able to read a magazine. We're able to sit under some air conditioner. We're enabled to enjoy food. We're enabled to enjoy conversation. Because it's already been in Christ. There's nothing new. And if you think it's new, it's only new to you. It's not new to God, and it's not new to creation. There's no new thought. There's no new theory. It's all in Christ. And man can come up with some kind of false doctrine all he wants, but he's false. And after enough years, he'll realize that when he looks at somebody else, he's actually just looking at a a parallel universe of himself. It's just a different path. We're all of the same source, and people just take different paths to get there, right? To get to the end. But at the very end, we all come back, if you're saved, to that same source. If you're not saved, you still come back to that same source, but in a manner of where you have to be eternally burning forever, because you wanted to be your own sacrifice instead of trusting Jesus. So everywhere you look, all the objects, shapes, symbols, letters, colors, sounds, phonics, everything is a derivative of Jesus, the source code of all things, and he holds it all together, and you're able to enjoy this life because he is the nexus point of all things. And so I'll show some Bible, I'll teach some Bible, I'll teach some code, I'll tie it all together, and I'll show you in object lessons, and I'll show you that even your teeth have a meaning, a deeper meaning. Teeth goes back to tooth. Tooth goes back to truth. And you might say, well, how can tooth be truth? Because you cut it into parts. And if you want to rightly divide the word of truth, you have to cut it into parts. And to get to the truth, you have to break things down into its constituent parts. So your teeth take the food and they break it, they cut it into parts. It becomes a part of you, becomes a part of your body. So that's why he says, be a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So everything that you divide, it pushes you back to source code. So then you can, once you hit source code, everything fits. All the puzzle pieces fit. So, somebody says, well, what does tooth mean? Truth? Really? I can do that really fast. And I say, well, how did you know that? Because I just look at what a tooth does. It chews the food into parts. And that's the whole truth about getting back to source code. You break things into parts to hit the source. And that's what CERN is trying to do. But they're trying to do it in the energy of the flesh. All you need is words, because everything is a word. And they're going to find out that they're not going to get anywhere when it comes to eternal salvation. Because Jesus is the truth. They're trying to find truth in objects that are dead, but Jesus is a living, breathing truth. Jesus is alive, eternal life. That is the truth. And so they're trying to find truth in the parts and not the whole. And they end up worshiping their little part instead of the whole. You know, a mathematician might just worship math. A doctor might just worship doctor stuff. An electrician might just worship electricity. They get good at their little piece of the pie, but they don't compare it to the whole pie. And that's why you have cults that start up, because they're just looking at pieces and not the whole. Denomination means to dename you. And so they want you denamed in a denomination to dename you. 501(c)(3) means to DI-33, to divide the unity in the body. The whole system is a big, fat lie. And the way to see through it is the code. And all you have to do is really believe. Really, the way to see through it is believe the Bible. Just believe it. Believe the Bible. But the problem is, what we do is we read it, and we still want to go up by our own understanding. We still want to go our own way instead of believing the Word. The Bible says, get away from Jezebel. But we see Jezebel. She looks all pretty. And then we end up getting in trouble because we didn't go by the truth. We went by feelings or our own ideas, you know. That's the deal, people. It's so obvious that everything's a repeat. You've heard it all. You've seen it all. So if everything in front of you is a repeat, then what's the real deal? It's an inner man renewing the inner man. That's what it's about, renewing the inner man.